The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
This time we're talking to a woman who has gotten involved in hunting before she was even born. That's going back some time. Hi, this is Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine. And Rebecca Wolf Spradley is my guest today. And her parents were avid hunters of deer and hogs in the Everglades of Florida. And even when she was expecting little Rebecca, they were out there trying to harvest some game. And now she's all grown up, and she has hunting in her DNA. Welcome to the Outpost, Rebecca.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. And, you know, in putting this special issue of the Outpost together, I've noticed a lot of tomboys turned out to be pretty young women. Is that your story?
Yeah. I mean, I, like you said, I started hunting before I was even born. My mom said that she threw the rag in when she was 8 months pregnant, and my father was mad at her because she didn't jump on a hog when the dog ran it by the Jeep. So we've been doing it since I was a little baby. I was in the woods after she had me at about 8 weeks old, and I've been since. My father has four brothers, so I've been around guys a lot in the woods. So.
Tell me, I noticed that your grandfather in your bio is Bud Wolf, who is a Hall of Famer sporting clay. Did he teach you to shoot?
You know, growing up, my father taught me to shoot, but I did, you know, I grew up dove hunting, and also I would go to some of the skeet shoots that he had and sporting clay shoots, and he did teach me a lot as far as that goes, but as far as handling a gun and gun safety and how to properly shoot a gun, my father taught me all that.
And now, is your grandfather and father still alive, or are they still hunting?
He is still alive. In his late 80s, and he still actually goes to some competitions. They have a Bud Wolf Classic in South Florida every year, and he just went to Texas to shoot about a few months ago. I'm not sure of the name of it, but of the competition shooting went to. But this past season, he shot with us. I mean, he can't shoot anybody in the field, and like I said, he's in his late 80s and gets around great. So
that's wonderful, man. I want to be doing that when I'm in my late 80s.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm like, what's your secret? And he said, you just got to stay active. I'm like, okay, well, that's what I plan on doing in the woods.
Yeah. Well, now I also read that you do hunting promotion. What are some of the companies that who are some of the companies you work with?
I actually pro staff for Nikon, Antler Insanity, Axe Broadhead, Watson Airlock Bag, Dexter Knives, and then there's a few other small companies that I do stuff with as well.
So you've just started this, though, haven't you? This hasn't been something that's been going on a long time.
Actually, I got into the outdoor industry when I was 18.
Wow.
I was actually discovered when MySpace software company contacted me and wanted me to do. They saw that I hog hunted and deer hunted and everything, and they were like, you're really pretty. Would you be interested in modeling for us? And I said, well, I've never really done anything like that before, but sure. And it kind of went from there over the years. That I'm 28 now, if that tells you something, so I've been doing it for a pretty good while now.
Wow. So what's your favorite kind of hunting?
Definitely hog hunting. I love deer hunting. I love hunting everything, but I like hog hunting. Dogs, and there's just a greater adrenaline rush than going into a bay. We do most of our hunting at night, so you go in there, you really don't know how big the hog's going to be or how many, and you know, it's just an adrenaline rush. We usually catch them alive and relocate them or turn them loose afterwards in a different area. It just depends on the property we're hunting. Some places they want us to kill the hogs, and others they prefer for us to relocate them. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know, in fact, I'm a landowner in Texas, and if you ever come to Texas, I want you to kill them. Don't relocate
yeah.
them. Don't move them anywhere. Don't move them anywhere. Destroy
us,
them.
You know, everybody assumes the state of Florida is just like Texas. We're just, you know, overran with hogs. And no doubt in certain areas in Florida it's that way. But where we're at, there is a few small areas that have a good amount of hogs. But for the most part, you have to, like, really hunt them. It's not somewhere you just go find a field and see five or six hogs out there. So.
Man, they destroy a lot of stuff.
Definitely.
A lot of water, a lot of ponds, a lot of fence rows. I mean, you know,
they really affect some areas here. I live in Dickey County, Florida, and, you know, just the farming is booming here. We have a local place, Sanchez Farms. They grow peanuts and all kinds of different things, and they have a guy that we've actually teamed up with that does the hogs doing for them on the property, trap hogs, and the hogs that have gotten smart traps, we go with him and actually catch the hogs. So they definitely can affect the agricultural part of it for sure.
Absolutely. And how do you capture them? I mean, if you don't shoot them, how do you catch them?
Well, we usually have curs and some hounds, cur crosses, and what we'll do is we'll go in there and we'll put the dogs on a track, and they'll go in there. They're usually silent mouth dogs. They don't bark on the track. They only bark when they see the hog, and they'll go in there and pretty much bay them, and when they do that, they'll kind of circle around and then bark. And we'll go in there and you leg them, and that's when you grab them by their hind legs and flip them over on their side, and that's when you get on them and tie their legs. And my favorite thing to do is to tie. I like the leg too, but my favorite is tying. My husband calls me the tie master.
Wow, that sounds like a bulldog. It's like a rodeo event, you know?
Oh yeah,
hog tying.
That's what's so fun about it. I mean, you know, no doubt there, you can't beat the adrenaline rush you get to when you're bow hunting and a giant boat comes within 20 yards of you. But it's right up there with that, if not a little bit more. It's definitely, people are like, well, there's not much sport in, you know, hog hunting. And I'm like, well, you've obviously never been, because there's plenty of sport in it.
Yeah, there's a little sport, a little terror, a little rampant terror. I don't think I've ever talked to somebody who's actually caught a hog and hog tied them, as it were. And that's fascinating. Well, look, one of the questions we've asked all the women who have been on this special issue is, you know, women are the fastest growing demographic in outdoor sports, and it's fascinating to marketing people. It's fascinating to manufacturers. Why do you think so many women are discovering the outdoor sports?
I think for me, I mean, the outdoor industry too has made it where there's things in the industry targeted towards women. I mean, for so many years you've heard, oh, well, you know, girls shouldn't hunt, or, oh, you're a girl, you shouldn't be in the woods, or, you know, just fathers leaving their daughters at home versus taking them with you. And I think now, as women, you know, there's women in construction fields and a lot of different manly jobs. And I personally think as a woman, I've been in different shooting events and stuff and have noticed that some women can outshoot men. I don't know if it's that we care more or concentrate more or what it is, but I think just the industry itself has opened more doors for women. You know, there's specialty guns and bows and different things and events now focused towards women. I know here in Florida, the FWC offers specialty classes for women and children to get involved in the outdoors. I think there's just an actual market for it now as far as people pushing it, and I think women are taking advantage of the fact that there's the stuff out there for them that's making it easier for them to get involved, and I think that's what's really pushing things forward. Which, with me and my family, I wasn't ever left at the house. I was always in the woods. I don't know if it's because I was the only child and it didn't matter if I was a girl or not, but I was never in a family that was like, oh, you're a girl, you don't need to be hunting. It was more so, this is something that we do as a family, and I always felt that, you know, I didn't necessarily notice it young as in my younger years, but now that I have a daughter, she goes everywhere with us. She's 16 months old. She's traveled to Illinois and North Carolina bear hunting and turkey hunting, and, you know, I pride myself in the fact that if something ever was to happen in this world, she would know how to take care of herself. She wouldn't need to go to a grocery store. And I just feel like between the outdoor industry having so much to offer and different organizations and groups reaching towards women, that it's just evolved from that.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think that's a very good insights. Rebecca Wolf Spradley is our guest today. Rebecca, what's next for you in your career? What have you got on tap?
Nothing major. I have a 6-month-old, and she keeps me very busy. There's a couple hunting expos possibly that I'll be doing this summer. They're not 100% locked down yet, so I won't list them because I'm not sure if I'm going to be there or not. But this fall, we'll definitely be going back up to North Carolina bear hunting, and we've recently started filming, so I'm hoping to get a bear on film. I got a turkey in North Carolina this past season on film, and I'm hoping to go somewhere in the Midwest deer hunting.
So you need to get an out outfitter to hook you up.
Yeah, definitely. I'm still looking for somewhere in the Midwest to find somewhere to hunt for this season. And my husband actually films. We take turns filming each other, so I'm hoping to get some skills on film because my ultimate dream is to one day have a hunting show. So.
Yeah, you are chasing the dream, and there are a lot of there are a lot of people that are chasing it with you. But fortunately, this is a great time to be doing this. Rebecca Wolf Spradley is our guest today, and we wish you the best, Rebecca.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I'm Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost magazine, and we'll talk next time.
The Outpost Radio on Demand from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.